Is this thing on for a third time? All right. I'm so glad that the three of you have joined us today to record your episode of our class podcast. And so looking back at Camp Interdependence, our first unit in fourth grade tag, okay, I know it was in the fall and now it's the winter and kind of almost the spring, which we found out was going to come early today, right? Thank you. Shout out to you. Not a bee, a groundhog.
It's a groundhog. Named Phil.
Okay. All right. So looking back, what were some good memories of some things you enjoyed in this unit? Maya.
My favorite part of Camp Interdependence was John Muir Day because we did a lot of fun activities and we went on a nature walk outside.
I love the nature walk and the sketching and the animals. Brilliant. I loved it. Sanaya, what do you think?
My favorite part of Camp Interdependent was John Muir Day, like what Maya said, because our old teacher, Miss Drulitz, came.
Aww.
And I really missed her, and I'm sad that she left, but I'm also really happy that she came. And I like, because when we were sketching some kids, we picked up trash around there because there was a lot of trash, and it was really fun.
I bet John Muir would definitely approve of that.
Yeah.
Kaiser, what did you love about this unit?
My favorite thing about this unit was when we made those 3D bison. Because
yes.
I made one called, like, Jeff.
I thought it was Fred.
No, it's Jeff and Fred.
Jeff and Fred. Okay, so they were friends.
Yeah.
Would you call them BFF bison friends forever?
No, bison it's technically BFB. BFB.
Best friend bisons. I like it. Very nice. I love it. Good morning. Happy Friday and happy February, listeners. We are so excited to welcome you back to another episode of our fourth grade tag class podcast, Pick Your Perfect Park, a national park podcast according to kids. Miss Fregali here along with
Miss Robertson,
and we send a special hug and a we miss you to Miss Hanks, who is not with us this week, and we hope her voice soon finds its way back to her. In the meantime, we have three fantastic fourth graders. Say good morning.
Good morning.
And they are going to get a chance to introduce themselves and share their favorite color. So let's start with you.
My name is Kaiser, and then my favorite color is chartreuse.
Beautiful.
My name is Maya, and my favorite color is light pink.
All right.
My name's Sanaya, and my favorite color is purple.
Awesome. So we've got Kaiser, Maya, and Sanaya here today, and they're going to tell us all about the park. All right, so let's get to it.
What is the name of your park?
Sequoia.
Sequoia National Park, yeah?
Yeah, Sequoia National Park.
Woohoo. Thanks, Kaiser.
I'm taking Kaiser's foot.
Okay. And Maya, when and how was your park founded?
The National Park was founded on September 25th, 1890. It was founded by President Benjamin Harrison when he signed the legislation.
Wonderful. All right, Sanaya.
Where
is your park located?
Sequoia National Park is located in California, USA. Fun fact. A lot of national parks are founded in California.
Woo-hoo!
And Sanaya, what kind of plants are found at your park?
Some plants that are found at our park are red, giant red reed, black mustard, red barn, grass, and
Italian broom?
An Italian broom.
Nice. All right. Maya, what kinds of animals are found at your park?
There are a lot of animals at Sequoia National Park, but here are some. Deers, coyotes, sheep, black bears, opossums, beavers, and more.
Wonderful. Kaiser, what are some natural features of your park?
There are a lot of cool features in Sequoia National Parks. Let me list some. Canyons, glaciers, rivers, and more. There aren't that many, but all that matters is the experience.
Ooh.
I saw incorrect grammar.
And Sanaya, what is the weather and climate of Sequoia?
The weather and climate of Sequoia, cold and snowy winters and mild sunny summers.
Beautiful. All right, Maya, what are some problems at your park?
Some problems at Sequoia National Park include fires, air quality, and drought. I cannot imagine how painful that is to the nature.
Yeah, awful. I mean, you know how you feel when you don't get enough water, right?
Yeah.
So imagine that in this beautiful natural landscape.
For like months. Months. You don't get water.
Ooh, awful. Sad. Kaiser, how long would it take to get to Sequoia National Park from Roswell?
With flying, it would take an exact time of 4 hours and 15 minutes, but driving, it would take 34 hours. Holy cow. Like, you get it? Like, it says, like, holy cow, like, it's a cow that came.
Okay.
Cow. All right. So, what are some tourist information?
Some tourist information is to be sure to see the amazing giant sequoia trees.
Wonderful. All right. As we begin to wrap it up, Maya, why would someone want to visit your park?
Someone would like to visit Sequoia National Park because of the beautiful long sequoia trees. Fun fact, sequoia trees can go up to 500 to 800 feet. That's a lot.
That is a lot. All right. Kaiser, do you want to add a fun fact about Sequoia National Park?
Fun fact, Sequoia is just about a two-hour drive from Yosemite National Park. You could visit within an afternoon.
You could visit both of them?
In an afternoon.
Nice. So if you find yourself in Northern California, be sure to visit both?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're basically the same.
And Sanaya, what would you like to share about your park?
One thing about our park, Sequoia National Park, is it's the only place in the world to see the giant sequoia trees, which are the widest trees in the world.
Wow. Well, I feel like your personalities are as big and wonderful as these sequoia trees, and we thank you so much for being with us today to record your podcast. We look forward to another week, another podcast next week, but thank you three so much for sharing, and tell everyone to have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
And bye-bye.
Yay! Bye.